This is Capital Access. I'm Paul Braun. Mardi Gras has finally arrived, and people all across Louisiana are celebrating, from Galliano to Shreveport and everywhere in between. The weeks of revelry leading up to Fat Tuesday aren't just a good time. They're a major economic driver in the state. And perhaps no one understands that better than Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. He's the commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, and our guest on this Mardi Gras edition of Capital Access. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for joining me, and happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Now, it may be hard to nail down exactly how much money Mardi Gras generates, but the entire tourism industry in the state of Louisiana brings in about $1.8 billion in tax revenue annually and employs nearly 200,000 people across the state. Just to start, how important is Mardi Gras to Louisiana's tourism industry?
Well, it's a big boost for the state all over, especially New Orleans, during the 2 weeks of the height of Mardi Gras. But it has a lasting effect. People that see it on TV plan their trip to Louisiana from seeing the festivities that surround Mardi Gras. So it has a long-reaching effect on our tourism industry year-round.
You hinted at it there. At midnight, when Ash Wednesday starts, the party is over. Mardi Gras is famous for its abrupt ending. What are the lasting effects of the carnival season on the state's economy?
Well, you know, everyone here is excited, and they'll go home and talk to their friends and family and share the videos and get people excited about Louisiana. We have over 400 fairs and festivals that right after Mardi Gras kicks in, and on any given weekend, there is many fairs and festivals all over Louisiana. It's just an exciting time to kick off the new year in tourism in Louisiana, and what better way to do it than Mardi Gras?
When people around the country think of Mardi Gras, they probably have this mental image of New Orleans. But your office is challenging potential tourists to consider some other places as they plan their visit. What are some of the highlights of Mardi Gras celebrations, as you see it, outside of New Orleans?
Well, a lot of people don't want to bring their small children down in the French Quarter. The crowds, the traffic, and the cost of a hotel down here is not affordable by everyone. We have family-friendly, affordable Mardi Gras. From the hot dogs they throw in Shreveport to Mamou, where they chase the chicken, home of Morgan City, Lafayette, the Cajun Mardi Gras, Alexandria, Rustin Monroe. So every corner of this state has something different. Those Mardi Gras are now getting people to go directly to those cities. They lay a blanket out on the neutral ground and enjoy family-friendly Mardi Gras, and it continues to grow every year. This year in Shreveport, Bossier, it's going to have a $23 million economic impact, and we're seeing over 30% visitors from out of town. In Lafayette, 1.2 million visitors. So we're setting record numbers for Mardi Gras in cities that we never saw before.
And we're speaking on Lundi Gras, it's worth noting to our listeners. But how will you be spending Mardi Gras this year?
Well, tonight I'm at Gallia Hall with Congressman Steve Scalise and the mayor of New Orleans. And Harry Connick Jr. just passed as he reigns in the crew of Orpheus. Tomorrow morning, I'll be putting some of our writers and bloggers on the Louisiana Feed Your Soul float. And then I'll be joining the officials there to welcome the King and Queen of August in Metairie.
Well, Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for taking some time out of that busy schedule to talk with us.
Thank you. Come see us for Mardi Gras. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. That was Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.